to the Black Girl in College podcast,
where we are two black girls sharing our experiences of this bumpy journey called college.
In doing so, we hope to create a comfortable
and safe space for those who may relate to our experiences.
We are your hosts, Kiki
and Mo.
And on today's episode, we will be discussing patience.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Something we all need.
Something we all need.
And before we jump in, I guess I just want to say is everyone, I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe everybody at some point in time is going to struggle with patience. Patience look different definitely. In so many different forms. Like, it looks different in a lot of different forms. Just kind of used different twice. But it's just going to look different in certain areas of your life. And you might be patient at one, like with your friends, but you might be impatient in a relationship or with a certain person that you're around, you know, that probably just challenges your environment. So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like patience could also be internal, like just not trusting ourselves or our journey, especially just thinking of the perspective of a college student, not trusting our path, the classes we're in, the assignments we're faced with, the peer pressures that we're faced with as well. I feel like patience is external and internal, but it's also something very important that we need to practice and exercise as we are going through this journey.
Yes, because, I should have put that scripture down, but not verbatim. It just reminded me of the scripture when God was saying that if you read my word and don't act upon it, you're like a man who looks in the mirror and you walk away and forget what you look like.
Yeah.
And it's just also, because you just reminded me of that, just when you are reading God's word, because you said practice, putting it into practice, putting it into your actions every day. So therefore, his word is always on your lips, you know? So, yeah. I like that you said that. So, yeah. So, patience. And I would just mention this saying, I guess is what it is, because I've heard it a lot growing up, and I'm not sure about you. But my grandparents and just people in my life will always say patience is a virtue. And as a child, it's hard to understand what that is, because I ask you a question, and you're like, patience is a virtue. I don't necessarily know what that means, but it's the ability to wait calmly for something without frustration. And I think that's just kind of universal. When I think about situations that I need to be patient with myself, usually if we're impatient, there's a moment of frustration.
Yeah. And in the Bible, patience is also used interchangeably with long suffering. So just knowing that, like, we need to be patient, but it's not going to be easy. Mm-hmm. And just because we're going through this long suffering, that doesn't mean that things will not work out. That's just what it is.
Right.
That's what it has to be.
So how do you feel God is calling you to be patient with him in your current state or situation, like where you are now?
I think that the Lord is definitely just asking me to fully submit and surrender, surrender my time, my heart, my mind, my body, just surrender everything to him, because everything's going to work on his timeline. Now, obviously, that's easier said than done. It's easier, oh, yeah, I trust God, but then, like, your actions need to show it as well. But he's definitely just asking me to be patient specifically when it comes to school. So, like, as a lot of people know, I am a transfer student. So when I did transfer to Iowa State, I am starting my whole 4 years over. So this is, like, I'm going to be in college longer than 4 years. And I'm tired already. I'm tired. I don't want to be here. College is not for everybody. It's definitely not for me. But I am called to get this degree. So I'm going to get this degree.
We're going to get that degree.
I'm going to get this degree. But, like, this process, like, I really, like, there's better things I could be doing, I feel like, with my time. But just being patient, and he's definitely asking me to have patience with my future, the world, and a lot of people will just ask you, like, your plans for the future, and kind of just put in your mind that you need to have things figured out by, like, now, but it's, like, forgetting that we still have time. So I think he just called me to be patient in life in general. I know it's kind of generic, but I think it's, like, in general, we always need to be patient in life, because things will work out on his timing.
Right.
But, like, for you, how is God calling you to be patient with him in your current situation?
I would say surrendering all control.
100%.
Because if you haven't heard it before, it's probably repetitive. But I am admitting that I am a very controlling person.
You know, the more you repeat it, the less power the enemy has. So it's okay.
I am a very controlling person, and I try not to compare it to what the movies or books or what other people may look like when they're being controlling, because mine is different. Like, it may not be, you may be like, oh, no, she's not controlling. But when right. It's like I'm saying things over my life, and that's what God's supposed to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that is me being controlled. That's me taking something away from God. And I also try to remind myself, like, he has something bigger for you, and you probably thought very minuscule or small of it. Like, you ain't even touched the surface of all the beautiful and gracious and good things that he has for you. So I would say right now, he's really asking me to cement control, because I've also seen when I have a piece of it, what I do. Mm-hmm. And I don't do good with it.
Yeah.
And I would say I mess it up. I would say I mess it up or I fumble it a bit. And it's like I'm almost taking control back when it's not time. Like, he's not handing it over to me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, you know, God, you said this, so I'm going to run with it. But he just said one thing. So how are you going to run with the rest of it? He ain't even give you the rest of it. You know what I mean? He just said one thing. So right now, I definitely feel like he's telling me to just give him control. And, of course, be patient, which we're probably going to repeat that word in this episode over and over again, just to be patient. Because he's giving me desires and visions. And it's like just being in college. I want that to happen. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I want to be out. Like, I have 3 months, but those 3 months really feel like, friend, they feel so long. It feels like 3 years. Like, I just want the degree, and I just want to go ahead. I'm like, God, this is amazing. Like, you want me to do this, but I can't do it now. Mm-hmm. So why would you tell me? Like,
right.
Why like, you know your daughter. Why would you tell me? You know what I mean? But it's also, I still choose joy knowing that he chose me to do this, and that it reminds me of, like, everything that I've been through. He's seen this all along, and now he's finally able to show me, like, I'm able to be a part of the vision, which is, you know, it just makes me very happy. But it's also, like, school, class at 8 o'clock tomorrow, you know, like, it's just that little bit. So that's what's really calling me more patient, is that I can't do it now, and not to take control over it because I can't do it now. And it might just mess up the whole, like, his plan. And I never want to mess up God's plan.
So. Yeah, and I know I said that patience is long-suffering, but how does patience make you feel, like, needing to be patient?
Mm-hmm. It makes me think of Job in the Bible, because, you know, Job was just basically attacked whole entire time. Everything was taken from Job because God wants to see his devotion to him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And a lot of people may be like, oh, Job prayed that to God. He's disrespectful, this and that. But what God, there's a verse where God's like, he was still accepting of Job because he came to him with his frustrations.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm bringing that up because patience makes me frustrated.
Yeah.
And which means I ain't got patience, because it's the ability to wait calmly for something without being frustrated. And of course, there's probably other definitions, but that's just remind me to remove my frustrations, which means I can pull back patience back into my life. Patience makes me very frustrated because it's like, I want it now. But then that I want it now makes me realize you're controlling.
Yeah.
Like, who says you can have it now? Like, he's showing you because you exhibited a behavior that you can handle it and you're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it makes me very angry. So, and it just reminds me of Job, because he had the right to be angry. Everything was taken from him. But we also know God is a God who will give you stuff back and more.
Yeah.
So Job 42:7, and this is the NIV. I am angry with you and your two friends because you have not spoken the truth about me as my servant Job has. And if you read all the chapters before, Job, even though Job is angry and, you know, admitting to God all his truths and stuff, he's still coming to God, which means he still believes. And that means you can bring your frustration, your happiness, your cries, you know, your anger. You can bring that to God.
Mm-hmm.
So it just reminds me of that, like, even though I'm frustrated and I have no patience, I can bring it to God, give that to him, because he can wear that. He can handle that. He can hold that. And then maybe once I calm down, we can work on the whole patience part.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it make you feel when you're practicing patience?
It definitely makes me feel like I have no control. And I think that's why patience is important as a Christian, because, like we already mentioned, a repeated theme, we aren't in control. We're not supposed to be in control. God is in control. So when you're practicing being patient and you feel like you aren't in control,
mm-hmm.
if you trust and believe that God is in control, then you will be more comfortable in that patience. I hope that makes sense. But, not being in control when I don't know. I'm definitely, I want to say, like, oh, I'm so patient and all that. But, like, it's definitely been much easier
mm-hmm.
for me, because I do believe that God is in control. I do believe that he won't fail me and that he won't betray me or anything. So it's just like, for me, if you believe those two things to be true at the same time, then patience becomes much easier. Mm-hmm. Now, there are times when, okay, maybe I am doubting God. So when I feel like I don't have that control, then that's when I'm spiraling. That's when I get overwhelmed. That's when I get upset. But if you believe that he's in control and you're going through that patience, that long suffering, then it doesn't feel as bad and it doesn't feel like it's a forever type of feeling.
Mm-hmm. So along with patience can become time management. So how does time management play a role in patience for you?
Well, a quote I heard like back in 2020 that stuck with me is slow progress is still progress. So like also trusting God, but also having that time management, just knowing that just because you're not called to do something right now doesn't mean you're not called to do it at all. But also that start can be now. Mm-hmm. Like for me, just with that, I don't know, that quote really sticks to me because I'm definitely good at least pacing myself, understanding. Like we're having a conversation either today or yesterday mm-hmm. about how we got all these goals for the year. And yes. It's only February, probably March when this episode come out.
Right.
But like, we not even 3 months into the year and we already feel like, dang, I'm not going to achieve these goals. Like, I'm already behind. But it's like, we just don't have that patience. We're not comfortable mm-hmm. in this long suffering.
It's like instant like, progress.
Just
know, what
that's
see.
What we want. We want instant progress instead of understanding that we can work on this over time. Like, there is no timeline for the stuff that we make. There is no real timeline for the goals that we make. I think that's like a hard pill to swallow. Like, oh, there is a timeline. There is deadlines. Sure, there's deadlines in the real world, but nobody mm-hmm. said you needed a promotion within 2 years. Mm-hmm. Nobody said that. And nobody said you need a degree in 4 years. Nobody. The world said that.
Literally.
But God didn't say if you got it a year later, you're going to be less successful. So, you know.
And not to interrupt you, I want you to get back to that, but it just reminded me, God stands out of time. He created time. So that's why.
He did.
That's why we are so impatient. Because God can take 100 years. You cannot.
He can.
You feel like you can't, but with God, all things are possible. Reiterate that over and over and over again, that all things are possible through God. So it just reminds me, like, I'm impatient, but God stands out of time. And he's not going to, I guess, overdo it. You know what I mean? It's just mm-hmm. right on time. It's on God's timing. And God ain't got a time. So it's going to happen whenever he wants it to happen.
Definitely. I'm going to read Psalms 37. 7-9 NLT version. Mm-hmm. And it says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. And the part that really sticks out to me is in verse 7, where it says, do not fret when people succeed in their ways. Because I feel like a lot of patience is because there's a lot of comparison. Mm-hmm. And comparison is the thief of joy. We're always, if we see that, okay, you're supposed to get your degree in 4 years. If that never existed, then it wouldn't even be a big deal. People would get their degrees whenever they feel like
right.
it.
Oh, it took
but
me 10, 8.
You'll hear a lot of times an excuse like, oh, I missed my time, or that I should have did that years ago. And it's like, you can't do it now. Mm-hmm. So just not comparing yourself and not, like I said, don't fret when you see other people succeed in their ways, because God has a specific way for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes with the time management, and slow progress is still progress, because we feel like if we don't reach something at a certain point, then it just wasn't us.
Right.
It was no longer our calling, or we can no longer make it. So just managing your time better and pacing yourself, mm-hmm. but also being realistic with your time management. What are you called to do in this season right now?
Right.
I can say, okay, I want to own a house, but I'm still in college. Therefore, why would I be working towards that goal of owning a house? Doesn't mean it's not going to happen, but it's just more so being patient with God and understanding. Mm-hmm. I'm going to own a house sometime in the future when he calls it to happen. So therefore, why would I waste my time doing all the research and checking the market on what the houses look like?
Right.
You know, so mm-hmm. manage your time better. What are you called to do in this season? And putting a few minutes a day into your schedule for that. And I feel like that's what's been working for me. Like, as a college student, obviously, you know, there's school. You got to time manage school and work. But there's also other goals that I am able to achieve while in college. I still take time to apply for scholarships. When I see there's a scholarship, it takes me a whole month to apply, not because it took a month to write 500 words and get a letter of recommendation, but because I pace myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I was being impatient, I'm like, oh, I need to apply for scholarships that are due tomorrow because I need this money tomorrow. You know, that's on me. But I can apply for stuff for next school year because I'm thinking about my future self. So pace mm-hmm. yourself. Think about your future self when you are time management.
Mm-hmm.
Time managing, don't just think about the now, but understand that there's going to be a future you that will either thank you or have regret. So
exactly. And I just want to make sure. To go off of what you said in Psalms, it reminded me, if most people haven't watched it, and we have been trying to watch more Christian things and podcasts and stuff, but I've seen it most of the time, but I watched it recently again, is, if I'm correct, the movie is God Is Not Dead. And it, those three verses reminded me of it, because there's a moment in the movie where the man who hasn't seen his grandmother in so long is talking to her. I think she might have Alzheimer's. And so it's like he doesn't go talk to her because she doesn't ever talk. But this moment, he's just talking. He's basically saying, how can I proceed in life through my wicked ways? Like, I've been evil and I'm a boss. Mm-hmm. And here you are, the sweetest, nicest woman, and you have Alzheimer's. Like, why would God do that to you? And it just reminded me of it, because she said how sometimes it's like the devil will allow you to be in a jail cell, door open, but you have everything that you want. Mm-hmm. And then sooner or later, that time runs out. And it just reminded me, because you said, don't be worried about when wicked people's or their wicked ways proceed and yours don't. Because you don't know, they could be in a jail cell and they think that they're living lavishly, but they don't know that their environment is the devil's. And that jail cell closes, which means the opportunity to gain salvation and know God closes, and all you can do is pray for him. And it's just like, don't, it reminds me just to not worry over when people's plans proceed, because you don't know if it was self-centered or if it was God working through them. And if it was God working through them, you should, like, that's like a brother or sister in Christ. So that was success for all of y'all. Like, you know, clap it up for them and sharing that success. And hopefully they, you know, basically return the favor. Like, we should all be doing that for one another. So it really just reminded me of that, because that moment in the movie had me like, She spoke a word, and I said, because it made me also think, am I in a jail cell? Right. Like, am I in an environment that's bad, but I have everything that I want that's of the flesh, of the world, and God's on the other side, and then, you know, that door closes, and I can't get God no more. Because time does run out for us. It doesn't run out for God, but it runs out for us.
It does.
And it's like, don't wait. Like, what are you waiting for? I think we were watching that in a podcast. Like, they were saying, why are you waiting? Like, you, because... I was once thinking, like, before I gave my life over to God, I need to get this in order. Right. Like, I had to be pristine and clean and perfect for him. And that's never going to happen. Ever. So if I kept thinking like that,
I would have never started.
Never. I would have never had Jesus in me, in my heart, in my spirit, Holy Spirit just being filled. I would never be going to church doing this and doing that and God presenting opportunities through those. It would have never happened. So I'm just saying, like, don't wait. You know, what are you waiting for? Don't be in your own way. But to go along with time management and patience, I love your saying of slow progress is slow progress. But I also want to add that, progress, not perfection, to go along with that. Because I just think, and I'm speaking for myself, sometimes I'm trying to do things perfectly, so therefore if I can't, it doesn't happen. But it's also about that progress can, I won't say lead to perfection, because we can never be perfect, but it can lead to something grand and greater. So if because you will never start off something perfect. It's going to be messed up, you're going to fall, you're going to fail, but it's about, what are you learning from that as well? What am I learning from when I was impatient? What was I learning when I was rude to this person? You know what I mean? It's about those learning moments. And it's like, to go along with repentance. Repentance is important to surrender to God, but what are you doing after? That's what makes that repentance counts. That's what makes that, you know, God's like, okay, I see, like, you meant it, because now you're taking all the steps to not repeat that sin once again. So I would just say, to go along with that, progress, not perfection, because we can never be perfect. You know, and there's moments we're going to be impatient. And sometimes I get back to my car or my room, or I'm like, dang, that was so rude. And in my mind, I'm like, tomorrow we're going to do better. I always, like, before I leave out of my room, always pray. Of course, other things, but I end it off with, like, God, I'm going to do better than what I did yesterday. I'm going to be better than who I was yesterday. Because every day you're choosing, like, yes, I devoted my life to God, but every day I'm choosing him. That's a choice. Like, it's not just you choose it once. You choose it every day. For all the time he gives you. And sometimes you may not choose the first thing in the morning, but it might start in the middle of the day, you know? But I would just say, progress, not perfection.
Amen.
Amen.
So what does your time management look like as it pertains to patience? And then, like, what past examples could you give where maybe you were patient and that was a good thing, or a time where you were impatient and the results of that?
The first thing that comes to mind was, or is, I was struggling in school, just being a Black woman at a PWI, and I started going to therapy. And I would say prior to going to therapy, I was very impatient because I was trying to figure out all different, basically almost diagnosing myself of, like, what I was going through, why I was going through it, trying to basically, like, put a word on it so then I can cure myself, so I can, mm-hmm. you know, get the steps of getting out of that funk, getting out of that place. And I would say I was very impatient of doing those things, and I started going to therapy. And it was, like, it was nice conversations with her, and I, like, she really did help me, but it was, like, it's still not clicking. It's still not right. working. And one thing I said my main goal of all of this is, if I go to church, if I find a church home, because I wasn't going, like, church faithfully, then I feel like I'll be better. Like, this will be this thing that's weighing on me, this, you know, for me, it was a spiritual thing. You know, like, in my mind, it's always a spiritual thing. Even if I'm talking to somebody who's a non-believer, I know it's a spiritual thing. This will get off of me. Like, it's tugging on me. It's weighing me down. And so I started going to church. And it worked. You know what I mean? Like, I was going, feeling better. And it was just, like, it was working. But it was, like, sometimes you want to go to church and hear a message that you feel like is meant for you.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to consistently just keep going, because one day it will happen. So one day it happened. The next day I was volunteering, and then I got, like, an internship opportunity. And I was also impatient with that. It was like I was impatient with dealing with what I was going through with school, but I was also impatient with my internship, because for me, it was weighed down on me, like, this has to happen soon. There's a lot of stuff that you have to get in order before doing your internship. So I was scouring, looking around. I was finna accept. My goal was to actually get one that was a paying one. And everybody was like, huh, ha, can't believe, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
that's never gonna happen. So I was really finna settle for, like, ones that were far, like, ones that I did not like, that I knew I wasn't gonna, like, do well in.
Yeah.
That weren't paid. And it was just like God fixed what I was going through with school by church. And the next day, volunteering, he gave me the opportunity of a paid internship in a church, in a place that I like, in a place, because I was also asking him to call me to be more a part of the church, and rather than just attending. So it was like, he gave me a 2-for-1. And it was just like, I was, like, so in awe. And it was like, I didn't know how to thank him. Like, you know, like, for me, sometimes I feel like I can't thank him enough.
Yeah.
And it was like, but I was like, maybe he get tired of you saying the same thing, girl.
Right.
Does
he get tired of, like, you saying thank
your
you?
Your hands, all of this. Like, maybe he gets
said,
a little
I heard
tired.
It the first time.
But it was, I guess that in itself was patience. Just showing me, like, when I wasn't patient and how God fixed it. Probably not so much time management. But I guess just, like, being, waiting on God and not having him wait on you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he fixed both of those things. So for you, what was the moment and what did that look like?
For me, it was definitely trying to face my trauma. So, like, my childhood trauma, trying to face that was definitely, like, telling God, I want to overcome this. Like, I just heal me, free me from this.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, long story short, that was a 3-year process of me trying to be healed from that. But it's, like, it took those 3 years for a reason. Like, I'm crying out. I'm just, like, free me, take it off my shoulder, like, just make it end today, let's get this done and over with. But the trauma that I was trying to confront wasn't ready either.
Mm-hmm.
But it took for that, because I remember I made it, I don't know what year it was, but I was like, that's my yearly goal, I need to confront this trauma and get it done and over with. But God was working on both of us, and it was literally December, the year almost over, when I was able to finally have that conversation and come, like, you know, just get that, what's the word?
Gets off your chest?
No, I don't know. That wasn't the word. Closure.
Closure.
Get that closure that I needed, and just to, you know, put it all out in the open. He had to work on, and it was really hard. But it's just like, why isn't it as easy as you say? Just call your name and just ask to be set free, and I'm supposed to be set free. But it's like it took first of all, my maturity wasn't there. The trauma's maturity was not there. There wasn't a safe space for either of us to have that, like, if we wanted to do it right when I said it. So it just, like, he had to put us in the situation and let other conversations happen, had to transform me personally and free me from a lot of other things before that conversation could happen. So that was just definitely that long-suffering and the patience that I needed. And I know I'm keeping it vague, but it's just, like, if I were to overcome and heal from that trauma, like, right away, there's just so many other things that wouldn't have happened. So it's just, like, also trusting his timing. And I think, like, what it looks like for time management, I'm going to keep coming back to it, but slow progress is still progress. It doesn't mean for 3 years I did nothing and then, boom, had a conversation. It was over. I had to get in front of a group and share my testimony. I had to actually, first of all, acknowledge my situation out loud because I've never done that before. Before I even did that, I had to write it down on paper in my journal. Never done that before. I had to call out names instead of being generic about it. I had to call it what it was instead of just saying, this has happened. I had to use the real terms and, you know, the ugly terms. So it's like there were so many things that needed to happen, and that opened so many doors for so many other spirits to leave me, so many bad spirits. So it just, like, it wasn't as easy as a snap of the finger. I needed the whole process to overcome it. It start, you know, being able to talk in front of a group because, you know, how am I supposed to? Anyway, it's a lot that needed to happen in order for things to actually work out the way they needed to work out. And it just really came down to trusting God.
Absolutely.
I will say, like, for me, what my time management looks like is, like, as it pertains to patience, I will say definitely it's a lot more prayer in my life. Definitely a lot more. And understanding that God is fully in control and he 100% knows what he's doing. And, like, who am I to really challenge the Most High? Like, what?
All knowing.
Like, who do you think you are just to be like, you say you got a plan, but actually I know something that you don't know. Like, that's just so crazy to say.
Like,
that's
like mind-blowing.
Crazy.
Like, and we do it a lot.
Check me quick.
I'd
be like, here, are you serious? Are you really challenging God right now? Like, are you stupid?
Because you're going,
like,
to lose.
What? Stop saying stupid stuff.
I see my angel over it. You're going to lose.
Right.
You're
like, they're not betting on you. So just, like, understanding you serve the Most High God and that everything will work out. So I know it's almost generic, but it definitely is a practice. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to be patient. You have to practice. You have to pray on it. You have to, I would say a good thing that worked for me was reflecting on the past. You can't reflect when you're in the middle of going through something. But it's good to just, like, reflect on the past. Like, my first year of college, when I was going through something, I had to realize, in that moment, I thought it was a forever situation that the world was ending. But looking back on it, I look and I'm like, you were only, like, suffering for a month.
Like, that felt like
putting
forever?
In perspective, it was a month. And you really was down, God, and it was 1 month. And you got out of that. So it's just like, you got to really reflect on your past situations. What hardships did you go through and how did you overcome it? And second, how long did it take for you to overcome it? I was having a early 20s crisis over winter break, and then I realized, girl, that's literally been two weeks that your whole life just was up in the air. That was 2 weeks, and you they took you that short period of time to just, like, really give up on God. Like, are you serious? Like, he didn't just really push you through all the way to your 21 years. Like, so you just got to put things in perspective. Definitely reflect on how God has proven to be enough in the past, because we got to stop asking him to keep proving himself when he's already
done it time and time again. Yeah.
That's all I got.
I would definitely say when you're asking God for something, like, patience, we're just going to use that's what we're talking about. It's not that he's going to give it to you. He's going to put you in positions to basically earn or learn
exercise. Yeah.
It's not like you're going to wake up and you're going to all of a sudden be patient.
It's like a muscle.
Nope. I would promise you, because I've asked for things and it was instant. Like, it just, and I really, but it also, in the situation he put me in to practice it, I realized, like, this makes you patient, bro. Like, I mean, impatient. This makes you impatient. Mm-hmm. Like, you said, you can't wait in line. I know they were rude, but, like, pray for him. I always try to remember that. Pray for your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Like, pray for him. Like, it's, you would rather get frustrated than to pray for them. Like, when, you know, like, what good can come out of this situation that they may or not, may or may not know of? I can pray for them. Like, I don't know what their day is like. It's just when I'm asking for something and he puts me in those situations, I'm like, that made you angry? Like, you gave so much energy to that. You know, like, you exhausted yourself and you wonder why you ain't patient.
Yeah, going off that, like, you can, like, not being patient will literally drain you. I realize, like, all the stuff I've been, like, all the things, the commitments I have and just whatever's going on in my life, a lot of that energy being drained was literally from not being patient. It's the little things that will really trip you up. You mean to tell me your road rage, like, wow, a car just passed you. Okay, wow, that car just cut you off a little bit. Not saying that that's okay, but, like, you yelling at them literally did nothing.
It doesn't make it better.
The situation. You know what I'm saying? So just like those little things, wow, this person's crossing the street in front of me. You can either make it a big deal or you can just not even let a thought cross your mind. It's not even just about, that's the thing, it's not even just about, like, what you say externally. It's not what comes out your mouth. It's also your thoughts. So it's like you really just made it seem like it was a bad day or it was a bad drive just because two cars tweaked and a person walked across the street. Mm-hmm. It's those little things that add up. While you ordered some food and maybe they put less shrimp than normal. If you left the food plate, like, what, you know what I'm saying?
You
like,
know
you
what
can
that
either ask for more
through.
Shrimp. You could either ask for some more shrimp or you can just keep it pushing. But when you make it a big deal, that's when you're drained and that's when you don't have patience. So it's those little things that build up. It's like I said, it's like a muscle that you exercise. Once you exercise that muscle, the little things they no longer get you. But you can't expect to have patience in big things in life if you're still road raging. You can't expect to have patience when you're still mad that you had a grocery shop and it takes time and that there's a line, you know? So working that muscle, working on the little things, and definitely pray instead of being frustrated. You can definitely substitute prayer for a lot of things. Like for me, when I start to worry, pray instead of worry. Pray instead of gossip. You know, like just pray instead of doing all these little things. When you find yourself getting frustrated, pray. Get in his word and try to find that patience, exercise that muscle, and you will realize life is much more of a breeze than you were making it to be, that your days are much better than you thought they were. So it really takes the suffering out of long suffering, you know? So it just it just makes it a little bit less.
Because it reminds me of, see, all these scriptures. We look for scriptures beforehand, and I think of them. But God's saying, he's basically saying, I promise you, you're going to have bad days. So it just reminded me of that because it's like, why are you making it a bad day? When God already says you're going to have bad days. So save your energy for that bad day, sweetheart. Because you're going to need to call on patience, Holy Spirit, Jesus. You're going to need to call on all of it. Love, kindness, all of it. You know, all fruits of the Spirit. You're going to need to call on it. And it's like, it's hard. It's hard to put into practice. But one thing of the church that I'm going to is every day to choose joy. So it's just like practicing that, because if I'm choosing to have a bad day, I also try to remember that's all the devil needs. If you already having a bad day,
that's a door you just open.
It's a door you open. First of all, the devil don't barge in. He will come and sit at your table like he's a friend. And that's how he gets you, because you didn't even know he was sitting there all that time.
He's waiting for you to crack the door, matter of fact.
Literally. He don't need no invite. It's about when you're busy with other things and maybe, you know, oh, you feel like God's not putting so much work into it, so why should I? Or whatever the case may be, you're pulling away from God. He's right there to try to sweet talk you and be a friend. And boom, before you know it, the conversation that happened and you stuck. You can't move. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I also try to, for myself, I was trying to not say I'm having a bad day. Today's a bad day. I don't like today. It's terrible. Like, maybe I'll be like, sometimes things are not going the way that I want, Lord, but I know you're still going to work it out for my good.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, yeah.
Any closing thoughts on patience?
I would say, no. Just say, practice it. Ask God. Also, just don't ask him for patience. Ask him where you are impatient. You know, so you can work on those things. Because sometimes we're hurting people that we don't even know we're hurting by certain things that we're doing or not doing. Or, you know, for me, I know I can't control how people look or think about me, but it's like, what can I control? What am I putting out there about myself? So, you.
No, I would just emphasize, what can you control? Because a lot of that patience is stressing over things that you have zero control over and understanding that's okay. You will never have control over everything in your life. So that's all that I have. Okay. But that concludes today's episode.
Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate all the love.
We post episodes bi-weekly on Mondays and bi-weekly on Thursdays on our YouTube channel.
You can reach us on our website, blackgirlincollege.com, and on our Instagram at blackgirlincollegepodcast to give us some feedback.
And also to see what we are working on. So we'll see you next time. Peace.